Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to today's High Plains Outdoors. I am coming to you from the porch of the old cabin out here behind the house this morning. The campfire's been going about 30 minutes, and you know those old blue enamel percolators, coffee pots, if you will? I've got one of these on the old camp stove, on the Coleman camp stove over here, and I truly have been sipping coffee. You might be able to tell I'm a little bit wired and ready to go this morning. But I hope all of you are doing well listening to Western Swing and other things. This is the way I kick my Saturday mornings off and have for several years. Get to listen to some great music, and I get to sit back on the old porch and visit with all of you. You know, I've kind of been confined to the homestead here in the last couple of weeks. My wife had a little slight accident there with her shoulder, and kind of a painful deal, these shoulder problems. So I've been kind of working close to home, doing a lot of writing, you know, freelance for a lot of magazines and write a newspaper column that runs into a bunch of newspapers. But I just have to get out and about. You know, I can't stay in the house too long, one of those type people. And I had a buddy that's got about 400 acres right on the river, the Trinity River, actually within 100 yards of the bank of the Trinity. And there's tons of hogs. So it's only about 5 miles from my house. So I have had a chance to sneak away, if you will, for a couple hours, two or three times this past week, and do some scouting. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. To me, there's nothing more fun than getting out on new hunting ground or just exploring new wild country. And I tell you, on this Trinity River, there is some pretty backwoodsy places on that deal. There, you know, most rivers have levees, and this one's got a big high levee on it. And then the land that I have access to is on the, you know, on the off side of the river beyond the levee. So big, deep bottoms. Gosh, there's a bunch of a lot of hardwoods, oaks, and a lot of ash trees back in there, but a ton of hogs. And I thought, you know, the best way to scout nowadays is with a GPS or a hunting app. You know, you can, for free, there's apps that you can put on your cell phone. Hunt Stand is one of them that's free. Doesn't cost you anything. And I put Hunt Stand on mine a couple of years ago, but you can actually see Google Earth. You can see all the features on the ground. You can see the ponds, the different terrain changes and everything. So that was a big plus on scouting. I found an old building back in the middle of nowhere on this oxbow off the Trinity during this scouting trip. And this thing looks like it's been there for 80 years. Who knows? But it's grown up with a lot of saplings have grown all around it. I'm going to put a picture this week on High Plains Public Radio on our outdoor site, Outdoors with Luke Clayton here. I think you'll get a kick out of it. This old thing, I just stumbled on it. And I did lock in some GPS coordinates so I could find it again. But it looks like a lot of people through the years, I think it's an old fishing camp is what I think it is. But I'm going to go back there, and you'll have to take a boat across this little Oxbow Creek to get across, not across the river, but across a little stand of water to get to this old building. But it's pretty neat. Looks like it's been there, gosh, for eons, and I just know a lot of people have camped there, and maybe, gosh, 60, 70 years ago, maybe, they could be that old, and fished off the banks of that thing. But that's kind of what I've been up to this week, folks. I hope all of you have had a chance to, you know, get out and enjoy the outdoors a little bit. Crappie fishing, I know a lot of you've got crappie on your rinds right now. Crappie fishing should be kicking off regardless of where you're at here in another two or three weeks as that water warms up just a little bit. So wouldn't a good old mess of fresh fried crappie taste good about right now? It's about time for us to get back to Western Swing and other things, folks. I really have enjoyed being with you. And do remember, go to that website and check out our web post this week there at High Plains Public Radio. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.